Good morning!
Oh.
Oh, it echoes. Good morning! It's the first day of fall. We're outside, my friend.
Of course, you're in shorts.
Happy fall morning. Hey, well, I've been getting ready for the show. Now, go on. You can be part of the show, but you gotta go on. You're an extra in the film here. So you don't need to be pet 24 hours a day. Anyway, welcome to the Curry and Claypaw Show. We were out by the fire pit last week when it was about 10 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
And we had a ton of hits on it, and so it was good. People were like, man, we love seeing you outside the studio. You see the guitars, all those things down at TKR, Tony Curry.
Yeah.
So it's the first day of fall, so I thought we'd come out here and enjoy each other's company and listen to some birds, chase some squirrels, eat some chipmunks, listen to some woodpeckers.
Major spider web right there.
Major, I mean, dude, I cannot walk. Anywhere without getting the spider web in the face. I've got some of my eyebrows and one up my nose and everything else. But good morning to you. Happy Thursday to you. Huge day today. Of course, we're going to be on Fox 6 a little later on this morning at 9:35. We're talking about the Adam Levine situation. It's now up to five women. We're going to get into it this morning because 6 minutes on Fox 6 ain't enough
Mm-mm.
to talk about what an absolute horrible woman this woman is.
I did a warm up. With
you need
Jules.
A warm up.
No, no,
today.
No.
Yeah.
Last night with Jules.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Just
oh,
so
that's,
yeah.
That's good.
You
that's
only.
Good.
I bet you. Yeah.
That's good.
I'm ready.
I
feel like I got both sides. I got both sides.
Well, and once we get into it, we're too far gone. So let me go through a couple other things real quick.
Go ahead.
I want to talk about Vladimir Putin for just a second.
He's dead?
No,
okay.
Not yet.
His birthday?
No.
Okay.
I also want to talk about the sleepy chicken challenge. That you sent me. The NyQuil chicken challenge.
Did you see my Twitter
post?
And
why people do dumbass stuff.
Did you see my Twitter post this morning?
Uh-uh.
I prefer Robitussin on my chicken.
Don't do that.
It has a deeper cherry undertone.
You think you're funny, you're going to get sued.
No, I'm not.
You got money. People come after you. I'm telling you, Dr. Josh, you're a clinical psychologist. You can't put that stuff out, man.
I'll delete it.
I can do it.
I thought it was funny. Can I give it to you?
It's hilarious. And a normal person gets that. But we have really stupid people in this world. I mean, the idea of cooking chicken in NyQuil.
But would you, if you were younger.
People actually think it's.
If you were younger and slightly less wiser. No. Would you try it just out of curiosity?
If I was really, yeah. I mean,
see,
if I was 16, 17, 18, 19 years old or I was in college. And
right.
It sounds like I get yeah. But the whole idea of cooking NyQuil sounds like you're making meth on the kitchen stove.
I think it's so funny when the FDA has to come out. I can't remember what
the last thing was. NyQuil posted something this morning about the directions of use. Should not be consumed more than 4 cups per 24-hour period. This is not used for chicken. This, that, and I'm like, and they're doing it to say their litigation ass. I'm like, what are we doing here? I mean, it's funny, though, that people.
We will do, and we will try.
We've gone from something like the Ice Water Challenge, which was a great cause.
Yes.
No one raised any
what
money
were
for
we
it.
What was the other thing?
And then people were eating Tide Pods.
That was it. Yeah, the FDA had to do the same thing with the Tide Pods. Don't do it. Don't eat it.
I mean, sometimes I think this is a slimming out of the idiots. Sometimes I think
evolution.
This is a good thing.
Natural
selection. I think this is a good thing because if you're stupid enough to do that, then maybe you deserve to do that. Maybe you should die. Maybe you just go off and
do
your thing. Maybe this is a selection situation.
If I'm honest with you.
Yeah. I would expect nothing less.
Yeah. The Tide Pods, obviously, I know. But I would maybe try the NyQuil thing just out of curiosity. Like, what does it taste like?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, no, not like a whole meal, but like I would be curious, having taken NyQuil before.
Yeah.
What would it do?
Dennis Leary had a whole comedy bit off of No Cure for Cancer. His album No Cure for Cancer came out 10 years ago, called The Big F and Q. If you take The Big F and Q, it's gonna lay you out. It's the best drug on the market that anyone can really buy.
Absolutely.
So we'll talk about that a little bit. Also, want to mention tomorrow. I'm going to be at a Highland Golf Course.
Yes.
And we're going to mention this on Fox 6 this morning for TBRS, which stands for Tatton-Brown-Raman Syndrome. It's a genetic disease that affects the growth velocity, if you will, of youngsters. Striker Strong, which is one of the most looked at pages I see all the time on Facebook. Robbie Glenn's a good friend of mine, former Alabama baseball player. It's his son. And his son has this horrible syndrome. He was the only person in the state of Alabama to have it when they discovered what it was. And now there's, I think, are 250 people, but it's more of not just for TBRS, but for the TBRS community, because it's one of these diseases where now that we know what it is, more and more people are coming to find out they have it. It affects his growth hormones. He's a beautiful child.
Yes, he is.
He's already lived beyond the length of time they gave him, and it's just a wonderful story. It's heart-wrenching, but we're having a golf tournament tomorrow, Highland Golf Course.
Wonderful.
I'm going to be golfing with Chris Creek, formerly of the Lakeview Country Club. I got a good friend of mine, Keith Frazier, is going to do it. We got a ringer coming in. I don't know who that is yet because we want to win the tournament, but it's going to be a blast. There's 75 teams. It's sold out. Next year, they're going to have a two-day golf tournament. It's going to be huge, but we'll be talking about that a little bit later on this morning. But go to Striker Strong on Facebook and give them a thumbs up. Give them your support. There's also an email that you can email Robbie Glenn directly and help donate to the cause. So it's great stuff. Before we get into the Adam Levine stuff, and by the way, I kept saying Mark Levine yesterday, I did the whole thing, and I was like, oh, and so I had to go back and redo the thing, and I laughed all the way through it because I was looking at a picture of Mark Levine. It was his birthday yesterday.
They're kind of the same.
We took Mark Levine's post when we were on Talk 99.5.
Yeah,
pissed off at us because we took two of his shows, and so they had to boost the Saturday night, so I kept saying Mark Levine instead of Adam Levine. Joan Jett today has a birthday.
70?
64.
Okay.
David Coverdale, Whitesnake.
Yeah, yeah. 63.
He's 71. Oh. Did you know that David is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? He went in under Deep Purple. I didn't realize.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Great singer. Chachi, Scott Baio.
66.
61. And also, and speaking of 66, Debbie Boone has a birthday today. I don't know if you tell me, think of the top five songs that you remember, not necessarily that you liked, but really, like you'll always think back to your simpler time.
That's already stuck in my head. You did it.
You Light Up My Life,
oh my
which
God.
At the time set the record for being number one for 10 weeks in a row.
I mean,
almost
know, because
3 months.
It was pre-Whitney. It was pre-Celine Dion. It was pre-Adele.
Her father was super successful.
Yeah,
she was really, really pretty.
Yes,
she was beautiful.
And it was a tearjerker song in a sweet way, and it was simple enough, and it was clean enough. I remember, oh my God, every elementary we learned how to do it in sign language. We had to learn to do it sign language. American sign language. They did it at every graduation. They did it. I mean, it was crazy.
No, it was right in the middle of the SAP, the
England
and John Forcoli's, the Breads,
yes.
the Christopher Cross's, 1977.
Okay, and I remember hearing that song. Everybody's watching right now, you know what they're doing?
What's that?
It's stuck in their head. I hate you for that. I hate you.
It's a great song.
No, I know.
It was a great song for the time.
The reason
it was number one for 10 weeks in a row. But if there's a Midnight Out at the Oasis, another song that I vividly remember because I remember being down in my basement of my house during the tornado outbreak in 74. But the songs between the ages of like 9, 10, 11, and 12, man, really. But You Light Up My Life, she turns 66 today. All right, so I want to ask you from a psychological standpoint, we'll get this Adam Levine stuff. It's going to be super juicy. Putin came out, I guess, over the last couple of days. It's been big news saying that he will use whatever means in order to take back the lands that he believes Russia has already taken. They're going to have some type of illegitimate vote that says, and it's really pretty brilliant, because he's saying by the lands they've already taken, they're going to say that is now Russia, so that if you attack us, you are provoking us. You're attacking us now that was land yours about 3-4 months ago. So it's kind of a brilliant move. It's ridiculous, but it's kind of a brilliant move. But he did say, I'm not bluffing.
Yeah, no.
When you hear someone say, I'm not bluffing, what do you think?
They're bluffing.
You don't need to say, I'm not bluffing
if you're
bluffing, right? I don't know why. It was like Biden yesterday talking about, you must have cold blood. I'm like, dude, stop.
Yeah.
I mean, he was trying to be...
Yes.
And I get it, and then he stumbled across it, and he kind of, he's like, you got cold blood. And I was like, I get it. He was trying to look right in the camera, and I was like, Joe, stop. We know where you're coming from. But Putin saying, I'm not bluffing, to me, is kind of like, and I'll be honest with you, for a country that was supposedly the second biggest military country in the world, I know they've got nuclear capabilities, they have absolutely sleptwalked through this war that has been just... And now, of course, there are hundreds of thousands of men trying to leave Russia right now because they don't want to serve as he deploys 300,000 more troops. It's so bad that wives of soldiers are breaking their husbands' bones so they are unfit for battle.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the shooting in the
court. So the shit's hit the fan. There's protests all over the
streets.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing that
this ain't the United States where you can protest peacefully or go out there street and, you know, shoot up a place and break a window and get away with it. Over in Russia, they don't jive with that.
You know, a poker game is one thing. Mm-hmm. Relationship, fight. But, I mean, if you bring it down to sort of the individual level, someone's got a gun, let's just say.
Yeah, good point.
It's kind of like you don't, you know, believe him or not believe him. I mean, we're talking about something, and he's got enough of a track record that, you know, we don't know, right? And I'm not bluffing, like, and this is, so you know in the background, I mean, this is how it works. In the background, there's every bit of diplomacy and negotiation. You know, there's all this stuff happening in the background, and you got Joe and Putin up front saying what they're saying. And everybody else is doing what they can to both further their position and not let anybody go nuclear.
Yep.
Because, I mean, that's the thing. You know, you can talk about crazy leaders. I speak for all in the world. You speak for every man.
I speak for every man.
I speak for everybody in the world. Nobody wants a nuclear disaster.
No.
Like, who wants a nuclear disaster?
No, there's no winner.
You're right.
There's no winner. And then the United States has already said, or at least through some sources, that if in fact he uses nuclear capabilities, that we're going to have to go in there and attack. And I'm like, it's over. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know once you crossed, I don't know, I'm not a historian, I'm not a military expert, so I don't know what type of nuclear weapons you can use. We're not talking about the bomb here.
Right.
The thing that strikes me interesting about this, and as I get older, I get more into history, and I watch a lot of Nazi things, because I think it's just amazing. First of all, how they built all these incredibly strong concrete embankments. I don't know how they did it. Of course, they used slave workers and everything else. This reminds me so much of Hitler, mm-hmm. in that he got to the point where it was all or none, even when he knew he was going to lose, even when he knew it was over.
Well, that's what
he was like, because at this point, you can't save face. And I don't know if Putin's gotten to that point yet. Putin has an opportunity here to be a hero, believe it or not. And I use that word very loosely, in that he could pull back and say,
yep,
we didn't do anything wrong. We still believe in what we're doing. But we see how it's affecting our people. And, and you know, I am a man of the people.
Yeah.
And for sake of Western civilization in this world, mm-hmm. I think it's best for us to maybe stop for a little bit.
We can start up anytime we want.
And look at our options down the road.
Yeah.
But I don't think he gets that. And I do think he's a smart man.
Listen, maniacal narcissists are not dumb.
No.
I'm not saying he's a maniacal narcissist, but if he is, which he probably is. I mean, that's the thing. Narcissists, in order to get to this position, you can call it crazy. Most likely, it's narcissism, which is absolutely you believe you are different. You are special. Not entitled special, but you are special. You are, you have an ability that nobody else has. Only you can. That kind of thing. And they will go to their own death. They will go to their own death. Usually what trips up narcissists is they have such blinders on that they make a mistake and they end up in jail or they end up that kind of thing. But if they don't, there is no stopping.
Yeah.
They don't stop. They just keep going and going and going. And if you take it to its extreme, like someone like a Putin or a Hitler or someone like that, they're in a position where, you know, if you and I are a maniacal narcissist, okay, fine, we could ruin people's lives, etc. We don't have the power to ruin a country.
Now we just wonder if the Russian people are smart enough to help it implode before it gets to that point. Because much like Hitler in Germany, there were, and listen, if you didn't have a picture of Hitler in your house, you were getting arrested, right? For people to actually protest in Germany in World War II and actually start building factions of people inside the military to take him out. One of his best guys tried to assassinate him in his office with a briefcase bomb. That's pretty damning. And at this point, you know, for normal people out there, are like, you're an idiot. People don't like you. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? He's too far gone. I mean, he's now I think he's all in. And we'll see what happens. But our thoughts and prayers go out, continue to go out. We have a lot of listeners on Tony Curry Radio, Ukrainian soldiers. We have some Russians that listen too, but it's pretty scary stuff. So
I think your Australian sheepdog has spotted something.
Good.
So I'll let you know.
Good.
It's in, look at, he's in crouch mode.
You've been chasing deer all morning. Okay. All right, so now it's up to five women who have forwarded and have said that Adam Levine of Maroon 5 has been flirting with them on direct messages and everything else.
Yeah, and they're showing their screenshots. So, yeah. Like, this is, before we get into it, like, this is not, like, he said, she said.
Yeah.
In a lot of these cases. I mean, yeah. It is, here's the screenshot.
The last one that just came forward last night, it was a fitness model. And,
oh, the fitness model. Thing,
and
yeah.
She said, she showed, and it's flirty, but there's nothing damning there, too. He said, you know, I'm so excited. He used to watch her video every night at 10 o'clock. He'd always comment when he'd watch her fitness videos. And he said something like, I'm so excited it's leg day. And then with a hashtag like leg challenge, you know, your legs are your best attribute, something like that. It wasn't beyond. No, it's not innocent. Yeah. It's not. And I always think, okay, if your wife saw that, what would she
right,
think?
Exactly.
It's the same way if you're in a bar and you're like, I didn't do anything wrong. Okay, what would you do if your wife was sitting right next
there
to you?
There you go.
Would
I love that. Love that. Love that.
And so he is certainly sending flirty messages, certainly poor judgment. And he's admitted to that, but he has said that he has not been unfaithful. Sumner Stroh is the one that recently came out and said that she had an affair with him. And she said it happened after she graduated college, which was roughly a year ago. And that during that time, she said, I was young, I was naive, and quite frankly, I feel exploited. I wasn't in the scene like I am now, so I definitely was manipulated and didn't understand exactly what I was drooling. Dueling.
There's another slip for you.
Yeah, drooling. He said something along the lines, it's truly, and this is in quotes, it's truly unreal how effing hot you are, like it blows my mind. She wrote back, I mean, I think the same, seeing you in person, I was like, I'm effed. So she's not, no. Totally not blame here. And she's saying my morals were unknowingly compromised. There's so many different things.
Where are we going? I'm ready.
Well, first of all, let me just say this. I am over Instagram models. Instagram models are over the place. This woman knows what she's doing. I'm not saying that Adam Levine's not a creep. I'm not saying he made poor judgment. I'm not saying he didn't sleep with her. I can't believe he didn't sleep with her. If he's writing those kind of things and she's saying they had an affair, right. I believe they did.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to what he said in 2009 as Cosmopolitan article, yeah. Where he said, I've cheated and it's not, you know.
We're
not meant to be monogamous. Which we can get into, too, because why would you marry a guy like that 5 years later? But these Instagram models, and I get on the New York Post because it's an all-encompassing thing, and it talks liberal and conservative, and it's got some juicy stories much like this stuff, and they've dived deep into it. And every single day, there's Instagram model so-and-so, and I don't get on Instagram. I post stuff for TKR, but I don't look at models, whatever.
Of course not.
Instagram models are a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. But they get on there, and I had an affair with so-and-so, or I got kicked out of a Walmart because of what I was wearing last night. Of course, there's the picture. Or my church has ticked me out. Or Carpool says I can't bring my child because of my new OnlyFans page. I'm like, and it's clickbait. Because there's a lot of creepy guys out there that have surfed the internet, just want to see nude pictures of women, mm-hmm. or look at mm-hmm. women's mm-hmm. pictures. You could even go Kevin Durant. Prime yep. example. Rich man,
yep.
seven-footer, Hall of Famer, can't stay off Instagram and OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. He posts stuff on it all the time. He's a creep. He's not married. I guess he can do whatever he wants.
Right.
But it's creepy.
Okay.
And so she knew. She said, well, I didn't want to come out with this, but I was being blackmailed by a friend of mine that had seen the screenshots, and they put it out before I could, which I think is total horseshit. And no one knew the name Sumner Stroh until she came out with this 3 days ago. Uh-huh. No one knew who she was. Uh-huh. She has gotten 1.1 million new followers since Sunday. Uh-huh. She knows what she's doing. She's making some bank on it. And she's like, come on.
No. I'm not saying it was all innocent, but here, I can play you out a different scenario. I can play you a scenario on that one.
Yeah.
So,
but real quick, before we go on, just to kind of round out the story, evidently, he did something beyond creepy. He has got two children with his wife he was married to in 2014, mm-hmm. And they're expecting a third. She announced they're expecting their third child shortly after these posts came out, And somewhere along the way, as she showed a screenshot of this, he said, I'm serious. I'm thinking about naming my child after you. Would you be okay with that? Serious. That's weird.
Yes.
Really weird.
Yes.
First of all, I'm kind of thinking, okay, well, maybe he didn't have an affair with her, because why would he want to name his child after her? And second of all, how would that wife feel if she knew that you were wanting to name your child Sumner based on an Instagram model that you had a fling with? I mean, this guy...
It's like the NyQuil challenge.
And let me just say this.
You keep going.
I'm not black. I'm not a girl. We have a lot of opinions on different things, but I'll never know what it's like to be a woman. I'll never know what it's like to be black. And I hope I know what it's like to be rich one day because of this show and everything we do at TKR. We're on our way. But I will never know what it's like to be a rock and roller, to be a guy that has women by the thousands throwing themselves at them every single day. And you can make the argument, well, look at him. He's buff. He's in great shape. He's good looking. He's successful. He's got the pick of the litter. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
No, it doesn't matter that he's got the pick of the litter, because when you want it and you're a creep and you're a horn dog, which he obviously is, any woman will do if they're beautiful. So I'm not going to pretend I know what it's like, because a lot of guys were like, I never cheated my wife. Well, it's because you're ugly as sin. You're a 56-year-old IBM tech.
He's got
a receding hairline.
We
he got hair in ears.
Like,
yeah, no
yeah.
shit. No,
like
no I would never cheat on my wife. Well, you know what?
Yeah,
I've seen enough Maury Povich shows to see guys coming in. They don't know why they're on the show, and they send a stripper into the green room, and next thing you know, he's face forward into it. And he's like, oh, I didn't know what's going on, because I've never had a woman like this ever hit on me. Well, yeah, it's because you're insecure, and it doesn't matter. So I wanted to give the whole story. to further that story before we get into it,
just keep going.
He said that instinctively monogamy is not our genetic mind.
Yeah.
He said,
that was in 2009. From a time scale, like, he didn't just say this,
no,
but yes.
It's not in our genetics to do that. People cheat. I have cheated.
Yes.
And you know what? There's nothing worse than feeling the way you do after you cheat. So
he came clean.
Okay.
Right.
So he's cheated.
Yes.
He knows it makes him feel bad. So what does that tell you, Dr. Josh Claypool? He knows it's wrong.
Yes.
Correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, and or people will say, you know, again, so the one part that's different, I'm not going to go into a long thing, but the one part that's different is we're not, most of us are not in public eye, so we don't have to make public statements about
it. And outside him being a sex addict, which is a real disease.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just can't turn it off unless he goes and gets help.
Yes, when you say it's wrong...
Then you know it's wrong.
Well, we have to assume that you know it's wrong. Because you can absolutely be saying it in order to...
Yeah.
He knows it's wrong. Okay.
He knows it's wrong. And the one final thing I'll say, and then I'll let you go. The fact that she came out at the age of 22... Mm-hmm. And said, I was manipulated, I was exploited, shame on him for doing these things. I'm not going to say he's not at fault. I know he's at the fault.
Yes.
He's a creep. He's
yes.
got two children. He's married. He should
right.
not be doing this. But I sure as hell am not going to pull the Emily Ratajkowski thing, where she said, I don't understand why we continue to blame women for men's mistakes, especially when you're talking about a 20-something-year-old woman dealing with men in positions of power who are twice their age. If you're in a relationship, you're the one who's obligated to be loyal. You are obligated
yes.
to be loyal, but you're also obligated not to screw the man you know is married,
okay,
he's got
so
two
here's
kids.
Here's the difference. Now, this is where you have to be careful. Because it's an easy shift away. If you are sleeping, if you're a woman, sleeping with a married man, and you know that he's a married man, that is not right. Okay. There's a couple of more layers to this. Number one, the power, if there is a power differential. And the reason I think that's important is, you know, she could be 20, let's just say she's 22, and it's a guy who's 25, and he's married, and he's not a star, and it's just, you know, it's not right. But when you do get into these positions of somebody of super celebrity, super power, we've done tons of shows about this, The Boss, etc., it creates a different psychological dynamic. you can be manipulated. You can do things like we've seen every actress who talks about this. God, if I, you know, if I don't sleep with him, then what will happen to my career? Or if I sleep with him, it'll just be once, and then he'll love me and he'll promote me and et cetera, et cetera.
Like, but you do know psychologically that you're being manipulated at that point. Manipulation to me is being totally oblivious to what's happening around you. Because you're questioning yourself before you do it.
But manipulation
is...
Yes, but it also can just be pressure.
She knew she was being manipulated.
It can be pressure. Pressure.
Okay, well...
Should I do it? Should I not do it?
Let's remember that she was just starting out on Instagram.
Yeah.
She hadn't... No financial bearing from Adam Levine. He was just
But again, think about the actresses who've said, I've been in that position knowing that if that's what he wants, again, if he's coming towards her and she is saying, okay, I this is not right, but what might it do for my career? What might it do if he really wants it and I get in good with him? I mean, that's where the power differential, that is, manipulation is not, it's not Epstein, it's not, it doesn't have to be complete brainwashing. That's my point, is it can be leverage, it can be influence, it can be pressure, it can cause you, manipulation in her case can cause her to go against her better judgment. Mm-hmm. It's still her judgment. Nobody's saying it's not her judgment.
Yep.
And that's the part where I think we gotta be super careful, because yes, what she did was not right, but we have a tendency to go, you know, she's a marriage marriage breaker.
Yeah,
she's
a homewrecker.
Homewrecker, that was a marriage breaker. Mm-hmm. She's a homewrecker. Okay, don't do that. Don't do that. He's married. He's betraying his wife. He initiated. He flirted. He either slept or didn't. She is not innocent. But she is not the home wrecker. And that's the part where you got to be careful.
I'm not saying she isn't either, because I firmly believe, well, there's five women now. If she had blown him off, say, you're married, get the hell away from me.
Yeah, that's true.
He was going to do it with somebody.
Well, and that's what she should have done.
And I'm not saying there's blame on both sides here. And I'm not saying that he's not more to blame. Because I think he is more to blame
than
she is. A lot more. But to sit there and absolve her of all guilt and say, he manipulated, he exploited her.
But you got to be careful. Yeah, here's the other thing.
There is some blame there.
No, but Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer case. This is where...
In those cases, though, they were in his office. That's different.
What if... Okay.
Matt Lauer could move you up along... Let me share a story with you.
Yeah, okay.
When I first came to town in
1988... Are you going to tell me about someone you slept with?
I'm going to tell you someone I didn't sleep with. Because I was morally fit, believe it or not,
at the age
of 21.
Look at you.
When I first got to town... And started doing classic rock then and I was doing afternoons. I was out at bars. We were doing wet t-shirt content, the whole nine yards. We were getting after it. And we were the number one classic rock station in the country.
I remember.
I was getting phone calls from these other markets about moving on, doing things. I was young. I was naive. I was 21.
Yes.
About ready to turn 22. And we had a dinner with a bunch of clients. There was a woman in town who's still here. I'm not going to say who she is. That was super powerful. And that's all I'll say, because I don't want to talk about what her job description was. Mm-hmm. That was super powerful, that I met at the dinner, married, had four children, older. She was probably 39, 40 years old. Very attractive. We started drinking. I was young, naive, stupid. Mm-hmm. Was 21 years old, rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And... asked if I'd want to go have dinner one night. And of course, it started out as, you know, we want to work with you.
Yeah, okay.
You have a lot of influence.
Okay.
Got a lot of businesses here.
So it sounded legit on the surface.
It did, but it was very flirtatious.
Okay. So you already,
it was very flirtatious. Her husband wasn't with her at this dinner.
Yep.
My boss sees me talking to her. Calls me in the next morning. Says, hey, come in my office for a minute. He goes, I saw you talking to so-and-so last night. I said, yeah. He goes, what do you think? I said, oh, man, she's rocking. She was rich, famous. She was exuberant. She stood up really straight. She just exuded confidence, success, professionalism, and sexy. And he said, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of work with her because she knows a lot of people in the agency business in radio. And you could really help us. by building that relationship. Wasn't saying anything sexual.
No, I know.
And I said,
okay.
I said, yeah. And he goes, so, I mean, that's a good one to keep in your cap right there, bud, because you could be earning some serious cash. You can make a lot of money for the radio station. And I said, she did come across kind of flirty, blah, 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 blah. You're talking to a guy that was 3 years removed from almost becoming a priest. So
I was
naive, but I was.
I don't know
I was,
that everybody knows
but
that.
But I was
right.
More realistically fit to an extent. People would have me out with me and say, there was nothing moral about you. I was morally bankrupt. I was having a good time, right? But I was like, okay, so we go out and have dinner. Just the two of us. I had my notebook. I had my pen.
You're such a goober.
We didn't have phones back then. I had my pen. Well, I had to write down some notes.
I know.
Of course, she was dressed a little differently.
Yes.
One thing led to another. I had a couple of cocktails. You want to go back to my place.
Ooh.
Now.
There you go. It's right there.
I had absolutely really nothing to lose.
No. Single.
Outside
young.
Being really bad in bed, it was going to get us business. It was, and for all I know, she had boy toys out the yin yang, and I was just a piece of that puzzle. I didn't care about being used. Yep. She was incredibly sexy, and I had a girlfriend who was moving from Louisville, Kentucky with me.
Okay,
down
now,
here.
Now, well, there you, now you just.
So I was kind of like, you know.
Okay, good.
You know, but I was still 21, much like this Instagram model who was 22 at the time. Now, all of a sudden, in a year, she's super smart. Yep. Now she's in the scene. A year after all this stuff happens, after she had what she said is an intimate relationship that was physical for a year, all of a sudden, she is smart now.
Yeah.
She wasn't smart at 22 when she graduated in 2021, but now she gets it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I believe that.
Well, you know, sometimes devastation has to happen for us to get challenged and get smarter in our lives, right?
Right, well, that's what I mean, yeah.
And so I had to think, okay, now if this was an ugly as sin, looked like she got hit with a bag of nickels kind of woman, and someone's like, you know, I was watching Friends episode and Joey was wanting to get apart, and he's like, do I have to sleep with her? And he's like, yeah, and he goes, okay. And he did, he got the part. This was not that situation. It was someone that, quite frankly, even if she wasn't an associate, I would go out with if she was not married. Mm-hmm. I did not like the idea of being, and maybe this is different for men and women, again, because I'm not a woman. I didn't feel comfortable knowing that she was going to have her thumb down on me. Because I felt like if I do this, what else am I going to have to do?
Yeah.
And if it was a one-night deal, I might have even thought about it. But I didn't know where it was going to go. I didn't know how it was going to affect her business. And I knew that if she brought business on our radio station and then I decided to cut it off and we lost that business, it was going to come back on me. Okay? Despite the fact that I brought it on. And so I didn't do anything. 4 or 5 years later, 26, I may have thought
okay,
a little
what happened when she propositioned you and you didn't do anything?
I told her she needed to talk to one of our sales executives.
And what happened? Did she say it was okay?
I said, aren't you married? She said, Abby's out of town all the time, da 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 da. I said, well, I don't really feel, I play dumb. I don't really
No
feel,
retribution to the, not to you, to the station?
We got some business only because we were incredibly successful and it was behooving her and it certainly benefited her business in order to do business.
So
even though I didn't do it. And then I think she ended up sleeping with one of our morning guys.
Oh, wow.
Because I felt good. I was 1A and the next day. My point is at the age of 21, despite the fact that it could have been financially endeavoring for me, it would have helped my company, it would have helped my radio station. I even had a meeting with my boss, and he was kind of like, just be careful, tread lightly. It didn't stop there. It got to the point where when I was out doing gigs, she'd show up.
Oh.
And it got to the point where we were at a party, and it was hot tub. The whole nine yards, and I said, listen, I can't do this. I'm not doing this. And she got really upset. She got really angry. No one turns this down. What are you doing?
Okay,
blah, blah,
okay,
blah, blah.
Oh.
And I was
this
like,
is, okay.
And then I saw Crazy Lady, and I was like, okay, well, I'm glad I didn't get into this deal.
Yes. Did she threaten retribution?
My point is.
Did she threaten retribution?
She
I'm going to ruin
not,
your
she
career.
May have, she may
you
have
be very careful. It
didn't
business.
Affect me. Financially didn't affect me professionally.
See, I think, but listen, I think that, I'm telling you.
Only because I think she thought I could out her if, in fact, something would happen. We didn't lose any business over it.
But
my point is I was moralistically fit enough at that point in time.
Yeah, but you weren't you weren't pushed in this. Yes, I agree with you. Great. Yes. Great. However, you weren't in a situation where your career could depend upon it, or either growth.
I was making $26,000 a year. I needed help. I wanted to grow. I wanted to get huge.
So she,
I was at the bottom.
Okay. So she.
No,
said,
I wasn't up here at all. I'm not where I'm at now. I was down here. I needed all. I was willing to do whatever it took to be successful.
Okay. Well, then, good for you. Good on you.
I'm making $26,000 a year. Okay. In 1988. That's
nothing. Look, and listen. That happens all the time. Women do turn down men who proposition them who are in powerful positions, right? Yeah. So, you know, the fact that we hear about this one, this is one that went the wrong way. But it's never right. And there's always leverage. And the pressure you felt, I mean, you clearly, I'm guessing, let me ask you, as you were making sort of in these situations, were you always 100%, or is it, you know, a little bit of questioning?
No, I had chirping. I had a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other. But I knew it was wrong.
Yeah, but yes,
for whatever reason.
But you did right. Fine, you did great.
And I'm sure she slept with somebody else. And that's fine. It wasn't on my conscience.
No, but you did great. But we have to be super careful not to say that the influence is not another layer that can make you compromise your morals, your values. And again, let's go to the extreme. The Matt Lauers, the Harvey Weinsteins, the ones where it's not only if you do this, things will go well for you. I mean, hell, R. Kelly, right? It's a real extreme. It's not only if you do this, things will go well, right? That's usually how it's pitched. Hey, let's get together. I find you attractive. You can hang out with me. This is going to be great. I know lots of people. So it always starts positive.
Yeah.
So it always starts positive. This is going to be a great relationship. You know, I'm going to be able to introduce you to people. And so that's the first go. And then there's a little bit of hesitation or rejection, right? No. You're going to be fine. It's going to be great. Then there's the no. And then it's typically, well, you know, what you're doing is really a mistake. This is typical guy thing, right? What you're doing is a mistake. You know, I know, and it's the same thing. I know a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I can make this happen for you. And you not doing this means that I'm going to have to think about this a lot differently. And then if they still say no, you better watch your ass.
So now typically there are a lot more men in power than there are
absolutely
women.
This is the patriarchy thing.
It's a man's world, right?
Yes, that's the problem.
And so maybe we don't hear about women of power trying to influence.
Imagine
or
if it was flipped.
Or
just, you always talk about imagine it's flipped.
So is it different? Is it different if the woman has the power as opposed to the man, or is it exactly the same thing?
No, it's exactly the same thing. Exactly the same. Why would it be any? What part's different? I mean, it's exactly the same
thing. That's why I'm asking.
No.
I don't know, because, I mean, you don't hear a lot of stories about very successful women
because there's less,
using men.
So there's two things.
And I would think there would be a lot more successful women using men.
So there's two things. I speak for all women when I say this.
Yes.
Women aren't as stupid as we are.
Yeah.
Usually.
True. we agree on that, bro. I'm with you on that one. Yeah.
So that's number one.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, because women are in power, when women are in power, because there's relatively few of them compared to men, and because there is closer watchful eye, there is the double standard, there is the sort of the patriarchy, they're much more careful about what they do, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Men, we run around and we can be oblivious. Why? Because it's accepted. It's okay.
Can we make the argument? We always talk about men and the lizard brain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lizard brain for people out there is when we're thinking with the wrong head.
Mm-hmm.
We get around a beautiful woman,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, we just get dumb as a box of shit.
Okay.
We're like, you get around a beautiful woman,
yep.
and all of a sudden you forget you have wife and kids. You forget about everything, and all you're thinking about is, oh my gosh, if I could get this woman, she's beautiful.
Yes.
It's the most attractive woman I've ever seen. She's beautiful. She's sexy. Guys get, we call them hounds. Is it debatable, or is it the same that we have lizard brain and that women who get, listen, hell, I'd sleep with Adam Levine. He's super successful.
And
he's a nice Jewish boy. He's all tatted up. I'm not real crazy about Maroon 5. And by the way, she said something about Maroon 5 is now elevator music. She took a little stab, which it really kind of is.
Hear it on him, yes.
But could you make an argument that is a woman's comparable lizard brain? They think they're being exploited. They think they're being manipulated. But she's a 22-year-old Instagram model trying to make it.
Mm-hmm.
She's incredibly beautiful. And she's got Adam Levine hitting on her. It's good looking. This is not Ozzy Osbourne hitting on her, or Roger Daltrey, or Billy Joel. Some guy who's been lucky as hell to even go out with Christy Brinkley, let alone marry her, right?
Billy Joel.
Okay? This is not John Cougar Mellencamp, who's married supermodels.
Art Garfunkel.
Art Garfunkel, exactly. We're talking about a good-looking dude who's really, really fit, takes yoga, and can sing his ass off, and is super rich. If that guy's hitting on me, and I'm a woman...
Lizard brain.
That's a woman's lizard brain, correct?
But yeah, I mean...
So it's not truly just, I was manipulated, as I exploited. They always talk about the power trip. You know, he was so much more powerful than...
Well, here's the problem, though. You can't completely parse it out. Can you say that, you know, there's the woman's lizard brain is in there? Yeah, you can say that. Right, again, the difference between Adam Levine and Billy Joel.
Yeah.
If it's Billy Joel, then we're probably saying, there's not much lizard brain going on, right? Yeah. If it's Adam Levine, there's more lizard...
No, I think there's more lizard brain when it's Billy Joel. Because you're going purely by the power trip.
Oh, no.
See, I mean, it's easy to be attracted to Adam Levine because he is a really good-looking guy and he's super excited.
No, I'm putting women in the same box. Listen, and I'm going to say this. Lizard brain sexual attraction, okay, is there for everyone.
Yeah.
Men, women, I just watched a great episode of Below Deck. You don't watch this.
Yeah.
Men, women, gay, straight. So unless you're asexual, even asexual. But you watch people, when people are sexually attracted to somebody else, that is coming from a primal place.
Yeah.
That's chemical. It's hormonal.
That's lizard brain.
It's lizard brain. And that's why I'm saying, the reason I say gay, straight, bi, whatever, because it doesn't matter what your sexual orientation is. It doesn't matter what your gender is. It doesn't matter what your gender identity is. If you are sexually attracted to somebody, it is a primal part of you. We joke and call it the lizard brain. But it is the lizard brain in everybody. And it makes everybody, it's so powerful that it very often leads to the front of everything we do. This is the devil and the angel. This is the ego and the superego, the id and the superego, right? It is such a powerful force because it is a force of procreation.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And when people start bashing on people, homosexuality, individuals who are homosexual also have this primal instinct, of course. So what I'm saying is, the lizard brain for her is no different than the lizard brain for him. And the same way that you said people get, you know, men get stupid, women get stupid with lizard brain. What I'm saying is women generally are better at managing their lizard brain than we are for two reasons. One, I think some of it's probably just genetic. But two, they have to.
Yeah.
We don't have to because it's okay. She's a slut. She's a homewrecker. I mean, think about it this way. In your situation, what you described, you would have been the homewrecker.
Yeah.
But nobody would have called you a homewrecker.
No, that would have said, way to go, Tom.
There you go. You just defined it.
Man, you just got after it.
But that's patriarchy.
Yeah, but I didn't do it.
No, you didn't do it. It's great.
I was the same exact age she was.
No, it's great.
I was more impressionable then than she would love me because I don't look like her.
No, you had strong.
I can't just go ahead and get on Instagram and post a picture of me in a bikini and get a million followers like she can.
Well, because she's... Well,
all right, so let's back it up just a little bit. This is really interesting. We're watching Curry and Claypo here on Facebook Live, of course, on TKR. You can download our... Every time we do shows, they're podcasts. They're some of the best podcasts we do. Go to the Tony Curry Radio Podcast platform. Just search Tony Curry Radio. It's Curry with a K. Tony Curry Radio Podcast. And listen to all of our shows. Adapter Parish, Mission Minded, Win in Rome with Stuart Rome. We had Live Wire Wednesday last night at 8 o'clock, which was a fantastic show. We did Angus Young solos. We just do a ton of shows. We have a brand new show called Students of the Game that airs every morning at 9 o'clock. You'll love. So back in 2009 in Cosmopolitan magazine, Adam Levine said, I'm quoting, instinctively, we're not instinctively monogamous. It's not in our genetic makeup. People cheat. I have cheated. And you know what? Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than the feeling of having done it. He got married. He dated this girl who's a supermodel in 2012. They broke up and they got married in 2014, had two children, and now she's having their third. Do you? And I don't know what their relationship is.
Yeah.
She's a supermodel. For all I know, she's a supermodel. Who knows what she does? I hope she doesn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the lives of supermodels are. I know what the lives of Instagram models are, mm-hmm. and I know I'm stigmatizing here, but it's amazing. They just want to get views. They want people to come to their page because you're getting $1.99 every time you do it. That's a red flag. Mm-hmm. If she goes into a relationship saying, listen, and this is a conversation maybe they had, listen, I read 4 years ago that you don't think monogamy is genetically a genetic thing.
That's a little concerning.
And that's concerning to me because that's not how I was brought up.
And we're about to get married.
We're about ready to get married. And I want to be monogamous. Now, they may have had a conversation where if you ever feel like you can't keep it to yourself, come talk to me first. We'll talk through it.
Right.
Or maybe they have an open relationship.
Yep.
Maybe he's cheated in the past. She's found out about it.
Yep.
They were seen yesterday. They look like they're happy.
They're laughing and they had their wedding rings on, TMZ says.
Yeah, we see that. Don't we, damage control?
Oh, yeah. A spokesperson said,
yeah, just
they're
like
happy together and they're dealing with some tough, difficult things in their relationship.
We also saw Sylvester Stallone and his wife who just filed for divorce walking hand in hand yesterday. And I'm like, so if you're getting into a relationship, how far back do you look? I mean, when you see that, if she's the one that's like, I will marry you and I love you, but I'm going to have a monogamous relationship because I do believe, listen, I don't know if we're genetically predispositioned to be monogamous in our lives. There's a lot of doctors that believe that.
That we're not
genetically.
Right, because we're living longer and longer. Yeah, but.
And a lot of people would say it's not acceptable to think that we can live our entire lives and be with one person and not cheat. And I don't know how you say cheat, not sleep with someone else. Let's say that, because we don't know what the situation is.
See,
maybe some people.
But that's just such
Then I would say this. Don't get married.
If you
want to go be a hound, Adam Levine, and you want to knock boots with your yoga teacher, with Instagram models, and with your fitness trainer, then don't get married.
But he wants to
do
be married.
Do a Nick Cannon thing. If you want children... You're rich. Terrible. Go have 9 or 10 children with 6 or 7 different women, and you got children, and you don't have to worry about cheating because of all the women he's cheated with, I don't hear any of them going, you cheated on me, because they know that he's cheating. He can't keep it in his pants. He's got a vending machine with condoms in it that was given to him by Chris Rock. So I would say this. If you can't keep in your pants and you really believe, because the soul... The foundation of marriage.
Oh, listen to you. I feel like I'm going to go.
Is that
you preach it, Tony.
You are this circle, what they call circles. What do you call circles? The circles, and they overlap.
Venn diagram.
Venn diagram. Man-woman relationship. That's what marriage is.
You tell them, Tony.
It is. Marriage, unless you go into a marriage that you say, we're having an open marriage before you get married. Don't drop the shit a week after. Oh, by the way, I think it'd be great if we have an open marriage. Or people that are together for 3 or 4 years, and they meet their next door neighbor and are like, you know, it'd be kind of fun to screw over there. Let's do it. It never works. It never works because one of you is going to be more attractive person than your wife or husband, and it's going to break the marriage up. It does not work. But if you go into a situation where you're like, you know what? I don't know if I can be monogamous because I don't think it's in my genetic makeup, then don't get married. And don't say you can and then pull this crap 3 or 4 years down the road because she doesn't deserve this. And I feel, I don't know what her situation is. I feel horrible for her. She's holding his third baby. He's wanting to name that baby after a girl that he had an affair with. It's sick.
It's sick.
And I can't help but think, I don't know if he's still on AGT or one of these reality shows. This is not going to wreck his career. I know there's some people going, God. But, I mean, this guy is coming across as a creep. And what makes it creepy for me is, again, if he was Billy Joel, I'd go for it. You're Adam Levine. Look at you. You're beautiful. You're a good-looking guy.
Well, but and you're
super
married.
Fit. And coming from a guy that couldn't ever hook up with an Instagram model, I'm thinking to myself, dude, you get your pick of the litter. You can do whatever you want. Why do you... And he's married to a supermodel. He's married to one of the most beautiful women on the face of the earth. And you have to go outside your cage to find something? I don't get it.
Well, so Jules and I had our little
conversation. Yeah,
no, but that was part of it. Was like, you effing idiot. This is for her. You effing idiot. She's a supermodel. Like, what more do you want?
Yeah.
Right? And if you want more or different, then get a divorce. Period. So, I mean, our conversation was actually quite simple. What she did...
And by the way, your wife's a psychologist as well.
What she did was wrong. She shouldn't have slept with a married man. That's wrong. But what he did was more wrong.
I agree.
Two to tango thing, because again, it's real easy. It's super easy. It takes two to tango. It wouldn't have happened if she didn't think of that. And she, you know, Jules is like, are you kidding me? Differential in power, A. B, he, unlike her, he has a wife and kids and one on the way. So, yes, you can say it's not cut and dry. You know, wrong is wrong. No, this was much more wrong than hers was. And so, that was the sort of extent of our conversation was, and she did the, you dumbass. I mean, like, again, and then it got a little broader. Men, y'all are dumbasses. We are.
Yeah.
We do stupid things. So stupid. And particularly, this is where power comes in. We talked about this with Matt Lauer and other celebrities. He's sending text messages to people.
Mm-hmm.
Who are, I mean, you know.
Sliding into their DMs. I love that when they say slide into their DMs. But that's
like, you know, this is what happens is, A, you do forget, I think, to some extent, celebrities or individuals in places of power. I see this a lot with clients I have who are not celebrities, but they're executives.
Mm-hmm.
And they get into places of power, and they become celebrity amongst either their employees or the field that they're in. But unlike a celebrity, they don't think about it that way. But you talk about Adam Levine. While I don't ask, I wouldn't want a guy like that to live in a paranoid state. Everything he does, he has to worry about. But come on, dude. You know who you are.
Yeah.
So you know that every text message that you send, particularly to people who are not in your inner circle, what do you expect they're going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the stupidity
is. We'll end on this note.
Yes.
Again, thanks for watching this morning.
Wait till you see us on the news.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to fit all that into 6 minutes, but we'll give it a shot.
Yes.
When you're in a relationship with a person, and there's no kids, totally changes.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean it's right. And you're dating somebody or you're married to someone and you're cheating, that's fine. But the next time you're unzipping your drawers or you're looking at a woman asking for a phone number or say, I can't wait to see your legs or sending a picture of your wiener, think about your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a mental picture of your kids in your face. Because they are the ones that are going to be affected by what you do in the next 15 minutes. And it's just, I got three kids. It's heart-wrenching to me because, they're young. They're not going to know. They don't understand. This is a mom and dad thing. There goes a deer. Or someone just got the yayas.
Sorry. Go.
Don't mess up my wire. Think about your kids. I mean, that's just, you know, a lot of people think, and we joke about the Nick Cannon thing, they think, well, as long as you have the financial fortitude and they've got the money and you don't have to worry about alimony payments or child support, that they're going to be okay because they're going to have everything they need.
No,
the money is not the point. They need the emotional attachment. They need the engagement with their mother. They need the engagement with their father. They need to have a father and mother figure in their life. And all I could think about coming from my standpoint, because I have a 10 and 15, 17-year-old, I know you have two older kids, it would affect them too if you decided you wanted to have a cheat.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're going to look at you differently. And,
yes.
and that's going to have a predisposition on how they think about their next relationship as well, despite the fact they're 21 or 23
years old. Doesn't matter.
Old.
Absolutely.
Just think about that. I mean, to put those kids through that, and potentially not have a father figure in their life, and now all of a sudden you're throwing in, and he is. And what's going to be interesting is if this doesn't work out, and I pray that they get counseling, and I hope it works out for them. Maybe it will. She's been really, really quiet about the whole situation. Maybe it works out. Maybe this is a discretion. And you knew, the minute I saw one girl, I'm like, here we go. Because if he's flirting with a woman he doesn't know, DMing her, saying nasty things, you're so effing hot, you knew that he had to be doing it with a multitude of women. So this is going to be a landslide. This is going to be a Deshaun Watson situation where there's going to be 15 or 20 come out. You know, it's really funny, too, and I always think about this. You know, we talk to a lot of rock and rollers. They're busy. Busy people.
Yeah.
Making records, on the road.
Yeah.
You know, and I've reached out to coaches and different people.
Yeah.
No, you're busy. You got to be slammed all day long.
Right.
And then you hear every night at 10 o'clock, he's watching an hour fitness video of this woman DMing her back and forth, going back. They got time just like we do. They just don't have time for me or for anyone else. But I'm like, they live their lives. They put their pants on the same way. Yeah, they're super busy people. He's doing TV shows. He's doing radio shows, podcasts, and everything else. But he's got plenty of time at night to be DMing strange, good-looking women in Ohio while he's out in L.A. I just, it's kind of sad.
So my only last thing is, for all of us, don't separate what you're watching with them and say, well, that's because they're celebrities and they're different, they're a different species or whatever. Because I can tell you, whether, you know, if you haven't experienced it yourself or you don't have friends, or not, I can tell you as a psychologist, it ain't any different.
Yeah.
The difference is TMZ doesn't care about you. Mm-hmm. TMZ yeah. cares, but as far as the storyline, the behaviors, all of that stuff is happening all the time. So it is an important lesson, and don't allow yourself to go, well, that would never happen to me. Yeah. Maybe it wouldn't. Yeah. Maybe it wouldn't. But it ain't because he's Adam Levine celebrity only. Yeah. There's other reasons.
Download the TKR app, Tony Curry Radio. It's Curry with a K. TKR app on Android or Apple. I think on Android you have to go, you have to actually put out Tony Curry Radio. But it's the TKR app. Listen to it. Thanks to the tens of thousands of folks who have already gotten after it and have listened to great classic rock and roll. We have 12 or 13 different shows. We're going to be adding a couple more shows here in the next couple of weeks we're super excited about. And, of course, every one of our shows is podcasted for musically elemented shows. Spotify reached out to us and said, we want your shows on our platform. We'd love to do that. And they pay our licensing for our music. So you get the Damon Johnson Show. You get Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty, ZZ Top's coming to town next week.
Yep.
Supposed to get together with Billy Gibbons, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's busy. And that's okay. But I will get with him soon.
Okay.
He knows who I am, but I'm going to try to go to the show. I think he's left me some tickets for the show. And also, of course, When in Rome with Stuart Rome. It's a great show. I let him pick five or six songs. I'm recording a show with him today from the Woodhouse Day Spa. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Also, our AC/DC show. We did the top 10 guitar solos from Angus Young last night. It was fantastic. You'll never guess what the number one guitar solo was.
What?
You have to go to Spotify.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
Check it out. It's fantastic. So check out all of our podcasts. Just search Tony Curry Radio Podcast. We're on every major industry, and you can hear the Curry and Clay Plus show and everything else. We're going to be on Fox 6 here at 9:35 this morning talking more Adam Levine stuff. Don't forget the TBRS, Tatton Brown Ramen Syndrome. It's a horrible genetic disease that affects the growth of individuals. A good friend of mine, Robbie Glenn, is having a big golf tournament tomorrow. It is sold out, but you can stop by the Highland Golf Course and be...